High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
All right, one of the products that Synthesis is involved in is a product called Halo. And we wanted to chat to head of product at Synthesis Software Technologies, PRL. And the reason is that this Halo product is almost something that has been developed and come out of this kind of innovation. Pierre, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Morning. Thanks, Howard, and morning to your listeners.
So first of all, what is Halo?
Halo is a payment product. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it's a software-based application that you run on your phone to accept card payments.
So in other words, I can take my phone, especially because I am an Android user. I can take my phone, my phone can become a point of sale.
Absolutely. So, you know, historically, things like speed points and these big POS terminals have existed to process a card payment.
Right.
That technology has been digitized now and actually exists on your mobile phone. So it's really new. It's emerging tech. And, so now your phone can do everything that all these clunky hardware devices did in the past.
And the amazing thing about this is it actually almost democratizes payments, because now a street vendor, a taxi, anybody that actually doesn't necessarily want to walk around, as you say, with a clunky point of sale, they could use their cell phone to accept payments, which is obviously safer because they're not walking around with cash. During COVID, obviously, that was also a factor, but it really does make payments and transactions accessible to people that where it wouldn't have been in the past.
Exactly. So it's basically about driving the cost of card acceptance down to zero.
Right.
So everyone knows software is basically free.
Yes.
Not entirely, but...
Right, I was just going to say. Careful, Pierre.
The app store is generally free, so you can download the app and you get going literally within minutes. So there's no ordering online, waiting for a device to be delivered to you, needing a fixed landline or infrastructure to actually run that device.
Incredible.
It's all mobile. It's on your device. These street vendors
Need anything extra. Is this being used currently?
It is, yes. So it's been live for 2 years in the market.
Yes.
So it's been live with Nedbank, essentially. That's been our pilot project. And we've got quite a few other customers coming online this year now as well. So it's great to see the adoption picking up. It would have been great to see it 2 years ago, but we're seeing it now. So I think the time is right for this technology.
So banks are getting on board, which is incredible.
Absolutely.
And important, because, and that's really what I wanted to ask you as well. Once now that we have the sense of what this product is, how much are we, you know, there's all this talk about moving to a cashless society. Is that the case? Are we moving to a cashless society?
I think everybody desires to be at that state, right? Because cash is usually associated with extra cost. Banks don't like moving cash around. You're familiar with the cash in transit heists in South Africa. People that carry cash are victims, you know, so everyone, I believe, wants a cashless society for the safety reasons, but the human psychology is something interesting because certain countries don't want to move to cashless, right?
So some countries are resisting it.
Absolutely. So Germany is probably top of that list.
No. Why?
Which is really counterintuitive.
I would have thought a technology advanced country like Germany would be a leader in cashless.
Completely into cash. And it's interesting, I was in Berlin last month and I was speaking to some people there and they said, well, if you keep cash and you go bankrupt, no one can take that cash away from you.
And so that's real anxiety though.
I know. So obviously it comes from the hyperinflation days of World War I, but very interesting to see that that's the psychology in a developed nation like Germany, whereas just a few miles away you've got Sweden across the sea that's completely cashless, number one cashless society in the world. So you have to start looking at what are the differences between these two developed nations, and it really comes down to, I guess, cultural norms.
That's absolutely fascinating. What are we seeing in South Africa in terms of our move towards a cashless environment?
We're still very cash heavy.
Okay.
So I'd say at least 80% of transactions are still cash based in this country.
Wow, that's a lot.
Huge volumes. Mm-hmm. Huge. But that's great scope for us to digitize, right? So there's definitely a problem to solve. How do we move technology into these sectors that, you know, actually can be enabled by moving off of cash? So definitely huge scope for growth for us to digitize. you know, we are seeing a lot of new initiatives come out, like the Rapid Payments Program.
So that's, what is that?
That's a low value instant payment mechanism. So it's been driven by the payment bodies in South Africa, the PIB and PASA. But essentially, BankServe is operating that. They're an entity that connects all the banks to one another. And the concept is a low-value payment can be instantly transferred from person to person, whether they have a bank account or not. So I could send you 10 Rand right now, you'd get that confirmation, and it would cost me a few cents to send that
transaction. But where does that money go to? Assuming I don't have a bank account, where does it go?
So there's the concept of digital wallets, right? So there would be a store of value that would be associated and managed on your behalf, either linked to your email address or your phone number.
Incredible.
So, you know, that's great for South Africans that don't have access to a traditional bank account. Now they could essentially use their mobile number to receive funds into that virtual account, and then they could cash it out if they need to or send it on to the next person. So it's great to see how mobile money has actually become the thing to focus on, more so than cash.
What are we going to do about car guards? Because I feel guilty. I barely walk around with cash anymore, and I find myself like sneaking out of shopping centers because I just don't have any money on me to give the car guard. When are they going to get with a program?
So that's been the story for, I guess, 2 years since COVID, right?
Exactly.
So you've always had that guilt.
Yes.
But essentially things like our product Halo that we spoke about earlier, the car guard could run that on their mobile phone and you could tap your card, or you could use Apple Pay.
I would love that.
Exactly. So you could walk up to him, tap your Apple Pay device onto his phone and pay him 5 Rand, 10 Rand, 20 Rand, whatever the case is.
Right. Although I guess if you're sitting with a phone with 15,000 Rand, you might feel a bit weird about giving him 5. But still,
exactly.
I do think we need to solve that problem as well. PRL, who is the head of product at Synthesis Software Technologies, talking to us about the move towards a cashless society.